Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I don't know where he's at, but he's claiming to be joining us from a secret bunker with Mark Levin, the great one, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, with us, but not in the house, but that's all right. We love taking phone calls. Hey, John, how you doing? Is Levin yelling at you right now? Make some more coffee, Joker.
No, I couldn't reveal at the time, but I am calling you live from the tallest building in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I am overwatching the overwatchers. I control the high ground.
Is that the Miller Brewing headquarters? Is that the tallest building in Milwaukee? I think I took a train through there once upon a time.
And as it happens, they have quite delicious refreshment here. So that's an added bonus.
Quite delicious. You sound like Elizabeth Warren. Oh, look at me identifying with the common man with a quite delicious refreshment.
Well, you have to throw in the little slang too. You have to say, I think I'm gonna have me a beer.
Yeah, exactly. You have to pretend to be an average everyday person like J.D. Vance. You know, that these wealthy white liberals have to pretend to be the real deal like a J.D. Vance, right?
Aaron, I want to ask you something. I mean, did I not last hour hear you use the word providential?
That's,
I mean,
right.
You and Tim and Billings there, man. I mean, it's like y'all are just going way over my caveman head.
I was going to say, were you like, you know, single finger typing provident? How do I, what does that mean? Now, I had to look it up. No, it was interesting. So our buddy Scott Hoganson, he's the guy who helps us at the SHOT Show every year down in Vegas. He actually published a column that he wrote for townhall.com, which I would encourage people to check out, The Protection of Divine Providence. How could it be anything other than providential that Donald J. Trump survived that assassin's bullet?
It is truly, truly. I put it out on Twitter, divine intervention. I mean, just everything lined up as far as incompetence and stupidity for that to even happen. But then for him to not be killed behind it was truly divine intervention.
Yeah. Well, not only did he dodge the bullet, I mentioned this yesterday on the show, our country dodged the bullet. But man, we've got to stay frosty for the months ahead, because they certainly are wasting no time going right back to their same old rhetoric. Angry Joe Biden and his Lester Holt interview. I mean, what a train wreck once again. But yeah, John, want to get your take on that more, especially, you know, for those who don't remember, John Jackson is a retired federal law enforcement official. He's got over 100,000 followers via X. And so, you know, his security background, his law enforcement background, very insightful as we look at the obvious security failures that took place last weekend. And then, of course, we want to lighten things up as well. There's a reason he's called the Joker. And so we like to have a little bit of fun here. It is the most unwoke hour of the week, though. So get those pearls ready. Get those fake pearls ready, because you're going to need something to clutch, because you might get offended at some point this hour of the show. So just a fair warning. Back right after this. Given all that's happening in the news, plus big news back here in Montana, big news on the national front, the Republican National Convention underway in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we better leave the phone lines open for you. That's what's coming up for Tuesday's Montana Talks. Now, if we have some big guests that we need to get on the show, we'll make that happen as well. But we definitely want to get your phone calls on the show as well, because that's the best part of Montana Talks. It's where you get to talk. It's where you get to hear other folks from across Montana talk. Montana Talks, statewide, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10. Bye.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, John Jackson, there's another very important story that we got to talk about this morning. On a still serious note, but also on a lighter note as well. You know, there's something else There's another tragedy that occurred following that attempted assassination last weekend. And I don't know if you heard about this, John, but, I mean, an American icon passed away. And that would have been in the news headlines for like 3 or 4 days in a row. The tributes would have kept flowing in, and the loss of this American icon got completely wiped out of the news following what took place last week. And I'm sure you know this music well, John. I don't even want to picture the leotards you probably wore back in the 1980s. Let's sweat again. Were you sweating to the oldies back in the 80s, John?
I couldn't hear your audio right there. Yeah, really, I mean, we all remember, and we all kind of mocked Richard Simmons back in the day. But then you saw, not only was the man a pioneer of video fitness, and being out there just teaching people how to be healthy mentally and physically. But he was also one of the first celebrities out there openly gay and really just a nice guy about it. He wasn't one of these just LGBTQ lunatics smearing himself and his lifestyle in your face. He was just a friendly guy who wanted to help you be in shape.
Yeah, legendary fitness guru Richard Simmons, TMZ reported that he died just one day after he celebrated his 76th birthday. Rose to fame in the 1980s after his iconic high-energy fitness tapes sweating to the oldies. Like I say, you know, kind of a lighter note, but also, you know, a serious note, because really he was always a happy guy and always seemed like a nice guy. And you're right. Everybody loved to joke about sweating the oldies back in the day. But, back onto the serious news of the day here as well. By the way, did you see what I shared with you on Twitter? Did you see that cartoon? This was a cartoon by Gary Varvel, I think is how you pronounce his last name. Gary Varvel, this cartoonist, took that iconic photograph of President Trump with blood smeared across his face, his fist raised, the American flag flying high above him, and he made a cartoon of that where President Trump's shirt is opened with the Superman logo underneath. I don't know if you saw that yet, but it's a great cartoon.
Great cartoon, and it perfectly captures what happened there. You watch that video, and this is a man under fire, actions under fire, like we always talk about. He didn't shirk. He didn't shrink. He stood up and pumped his fist in the air and said, fight, fight, fight. And that in that moment showed you who the man truly is. And if you saw his entrance into the RNC convention last night, it was also the stuff of legend. You haven't seen anything like that entrance into the RNC convention last night since George W. Bush stood amid the rubble of the Twin Towers and got up on that rubble with his bullhorn and talked to the firefighters. It was that level of moment.
Yeah, there were people in tears in the crowd seeing his entry. I mean, he was like a legendary UFC fighter entering the arena during the UFC. Then again, Trump always gets that type of a welcome at the UFC, but this had a whole different impact to it, and you could see it, you could feel it, even if you weren't in the room. All right, John, hold that thought. Let's sneak on a caller here before we get to our next break. Phone lines are open for you, 294-0970. Bill in Billings, what's your thoughts this morning? Thanks for calling in.
Well, I just don't understand how they possibly can select this Vance guy. I've been checking. He's not female. He's not black. He's not transgender. This Vance guy isn't even gay. And then to top all that off, this guy is a highly intelligent military vet. So according to the Biden camp, this is a preposterous nomination. I just don't understand it.
Totally unqualified, right? Right, Bill?
You got it.
Oh, man.
You guys have a great day.
You too. You know, I appreciate that call. At first I thought, John, we're going to have a little bit of a fight on our hands here, because all I saw on my little chat bar from our producer Travis was, okay, it's Bill in Billings. Vance is unqualified. That's all we knew he was going to talk about there.
I tell you something. These last, 2 weeks, 3 weeks has been, you know, more winning than our side has had in years. And I mean big wins coming from Trump, from his surviving that assassination attempt, to all the Supreme Court decisions, to the decision by the judge down in Florida to not only throw out the documents case against Trump, but to basically throw out Jack Smith, this fake special, you know, unduly appointed special counsel. But I will make one caveat. A lot of people are saying this out here, and I agree with it. One caveat is the wounded animal principle. And the left right now are wounded animals backed into a corner. Take nothing for granted. We have got to fight this all the way to November.
That's right. I think Dan Bongino reminded his listeners once again yesterday. He's like, I am banning the term red wave from my show. Nobody is calling into this show talking about a red wave. Dan Bongino said that. Yeah, take nothing for granted. More with John Jackson, the Joker, from Twitter after this. Phone lines are open for you as well, 406-294-0970, or you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app. What about the president of the Teamsters Union at the RNC last night?
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That's right, DJ Khaled. Another one. John, I didn't even know this. Did you know, did Dr. Ruth pass away right on John and Bozeman? Says, don't forget, someone I met, we also lost Dr. Ruth last weekend. I didn't even hear that news. Now, John, you had a few consultations with Dr. Ruth over the years, didn't you?
I heard that she had passed. Yeah, it was about a week ago. And just really similar to Richard Simmons, yet another pioneer, the first person, male or female, to come out on a national stage. And here she was as this grandmotherly looking tiny little woman who was just going to talk to you openly about sex. Truly another pioneer, and another person that came off as just genuinely sincere and nice.
This kind of, you talk about a grandmotherly type. Now I got to see if I can play this. I don't think there's any. Maybe I better wait just in case there's some cuss words on this one. I'm going to send it to Travis just to be safe here. So there was this Instagram video. It's a comedian named Brent Snyder, and he was talking about how, you know, grandma's photos. And he was talking about, you know, you sit down with your grandma today, or maybe back in the 90s or the 80s, and she would show you the photo of your grandfather who flew with Charles Lindbergh across the Atlantic. And then he talks about how, you know, the grandma 50 years from now, and here's a photo of my dinner when I baked, because it's all these, you know, all these sharing photos on social media of, you know, oh, here's what I had for dinner. I just thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, grandma never told you the story about how she was out at the club every night till 3 a.m. And she just wipes those stories out of the pictures and all that.
That's pretty funny. All right, let's see. Let's go back into the phone lines once again. Oh, actually, first, before we go into the phone lines, John, what did I say we were going to talk about? Oh, the president of the Teamsters Union. Man, I was actually watching his speech last night. First time the head of the Teamsters Union has ever addressed a Republican national convention. And I just thought it was so symbolic, because you've got Democrats like Joe Biden and John Tester who claim to be pro-union but have destroyed union jobs with their policies.
Oh, my God. Watching that, I saw him get up on the stage and then – You're like, oh, but I can't believe I'm watching this. This is the president of the Teamsters who's going to endorse the Republican platform, who's going to endorse Trump. Now, he didn't come out and do the actual say the words endorsement, But just him being there, I was imagining all of Team Biden back there in their Situation Room in the White House, just seeing them. It was like taking a gut punch, and you see them very, very slowly take that punch to the gut, and all of them just simultaneously heave and lean over. Particularly when he called Trump a tough SOB, oh my God, game over.
And he also sang the praises of Trump's vice presidential pick in J.D. Vance from the working class background in Ohio. All right, back into the phone lines we go here. Let me see. Who do we got next up? Let's go to Chris in Manhattan. Take our Montana callers first. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, Bill from Billing stole my thunder. I was going to mention that J.D. Vance checked no boxes.
Yeah, working class white guy, came from a rough background. They don't care about that anymore, right? What is, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, very interesting. And also...
We lost you for a second. Did you lose cell coverage? Okay, go ahead. I'm hearing you again. Oh. I heard this. Give it a try one more time. You broke up.
No, there's no.
Okay, I can't hear you for some reason. It's breaking up. But based on that, based on the garbled audio that I did hear and what our producer Travis shared with us, something about no tester campaign events. Is John Tester doing zero campaign events? I don't know, because they never tell people about that ahead of time because they don't want everyday Montanans to show up. They want to carefully craft and script and manipulate everything they do. Anyway, Chris, try to call back in if you get a better cell phone signal there, because we definitely want to hear from you. In the meantime, let's go to the mighty Human Z. What's going on, Z?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know, John and I on the podcast, we perform all this research. We have this project, it's a genealogy project. We think that Lindsey Graham really is Aunt B from the Andy Griffith Show. We've studied earlobe size and photo after photo. That's why Lindsey Graham is the perfect diversity hire to escort J.D. Vance yesterday going up to the RNC. I was so assured that he was going to be protected by Aunt B. Fabulous.
Wait, now, are you joking, or was J.D. Vance actually escorted by Lindsey Graham yesterday?
He took a ride in the back of an SUV with Aunt B. With Lindsey. I'm sorry, with Lindsey. Yes. So, the photos are there. Photos are out there. We're on the case.
Well, I don't know why you would need, all this genealogical research. We've got the expert right here, the mighty Human Z. Thanks for the call. John Jackson is also known as Opie. So if anybody's going to know, it would be Opie here. John Jackson, your thoughts. Now, all kidding aside, it is interesting because... J.D. Vance has been very critical of all this, massive government spending going to, countries like Ukraine. And so the forever war hawks do not like that about J.D. Vance.
Oh, boom, bingo, Yahtzee there, Aaron. I've got that actually written down right here. My big thing about J.D. Vance, the biggest thing I was happy about when I heard he was the pick, is his Ukraine stance. Because there are two things that separate the real conservatives from the big system uniparty jackasses. And that is talking about the stolen election and the cheating, and then Ukraine. And see, J.D. Vance has been really, really open about his questioning of Ukraine, and he wants to bring an end to that war and bring peace to it. But to Z's point, I'm telling you right now, for our future vice president, that was a dangerous place for him to be, in the back seat of a car with Lindsey Graham, I'm telling you.
All right. Let's see. I'm sure you got some topics scribbled on your little notepad there at your bunker with Mark Levin this morning. In the meantime, Evan and Belt sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Upon reflection these last few days of the difference between the two parties, one thing we should take away from President Trump is that conservatives are steady and ready to lead this country again with the divine providence of the hand of the Lord, which saved the life of Donald J. Trump. While the left is unhinged and on the fringe, their entire platform is beginning to unravel, but make no mistake, the evil that has gripped some on the other side has no intention on letting up, and we cannot afford that either. The hand of the Lord has been on this country since its beginning, and our free will must allow it to continue. We are called to pray for all of our elected leaders, even ones we don't agree with. However, the direction of our country can be heavily influenced by the leader at the top, and we must elect people who are willing to be led by listening to the divine creator. My take is this: Donald J. Trump appears to be the candidate to allow this to happen. Keep his safety and leadership in your prayers. Remember, steady and ready. That was from Evan in Belt. John, behind the scenes, you'll hear people have this conversation. It's like, okay, look, we're not electing Donald J. Trump to be the pastor or the priest or the rabbi of your church or your synagogue, right? We're electing the president of the United States. I think that's the bigger picture answer here. But what Evan said is the outright evil that has been pushed by the other side. Boy, is that not the truth.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's what's also rolling for our side right now, is all they preached to us back in 2020 was that Joe Biden was going to be a return to normalcy. The adults were going to be back in charge. Well, how do you like it so far with all those adults in charge? Aren't they just doing a great job? Every single day is more and more chaos and crime and collapse. Okay, do you want some more of that, or do you want a return to how it was going when Trump was president?
Exactly. J.D. Vance, the Stop Anti-Semitism account on X, also highlights how he will be strong when it comes to Israel. J.D. Vance, the Marine Corps Iraq War veteran, on the Israel-Gaza war. Here's some bullet points. Let Israel finish the job. Pressure Hamas, not Israel. Immediate release of all hostages. Stop micromanaging Israel and empower them to finish Hamas. Ding, 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 ding on all four counts.
Yeah, once you put Trump back in that White House, and it will be like you will hear woof, because every single one of those terrorist groups like Hezbollah and Iran and all of those people that are pounding Israel right now, they will sit down and shut up, and it would just be Israel against Hamas, because they know if they keep sticking their nose in it, Trump's going to pound them.
Yeah, that's right. And look, we saw how quickly Trump and Pence turned things around back after 2016. So I think, you know, it's going to be harder to turn things around this go around. But I think Trump and Vance are going to be able to do it. I also think a Trump administration will be much more prepared for the deep state in round two than they were to facing the onslaught during round one.
Oh, heck yeah. And I tell you, that is the thing that we are all really, really hoping that will happen, is that Donald Trump learned his lesson and will just take a flamethrower to the deep state, like fire thousands of people in the first 90 days.
So you're our Spanish linguist around here. Sleepy Joe, is it Joe Sueño or Sueño Joe?
I think it'll be Joe Dormilón. I think that's sleepy.
We'll take your word for that. We'll take your word for that one. But you could also call him Grumpy Joe after this Lester Holt interview. We'll get to that next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The news that the performance of American K-12 schools seriously deteriorated in the last 4 years seems to have been buried in the back pages of the news. At the end of last year, it was announced that 13-year-olds nationally scored 4 points lower in reading and 9 points lower in mathematics than just before the pandemic. That puts scores at roughly 1979 levels, wiping out 40 years of progress since then. Just because the bright light of media attention is not shining on this problem doesn't mean it doesn't matter. And two schools of thought are emerging on solutions. The traditional one of using more money and trust to educational professionals is perhaps heard the loudest. But a second approach that gives families vouchers to use on schools they choose has made significant inroads of late. Waiting for bureaucracies to address education system deficiencies, or empowering parents to seek out better schools on their own. Many states are considering adopting this second approach. I'm Patrick Barkey.
brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. During the beginning phase of retirement, many retirees like to spend more freely, and often it's not long before buyer's remorse sets in. If you're about to embark on your retirement years or in the initial stages, there's some purchases you might want to think twice about before spending your hard-earned dollars. Some of the items include buying a boat. There's more to owning one, and costs can add up quickly. And resort living is all the rage. You get resort-style dining, concierge services, weekly housekeeping. But for lots of people, it's a great idea in the first year. And after that, the novelty can quickly wear off. And what better way to travel during retirement than in an RV? But you may wind up forking over lots of dough for the price of one. And a timeshare is also a common retirement purchase because it offers a guaranteed place to vacation and can be shared with your family. But it often comes with many costs beyond the initial investment. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, okay, so here it is. This is this comedian, Brent Snider, I think is his name. S-O-F-B-A-R-I, Softberry, I think is how you can find this on Instagram. But anyway, so he was joking about how, you know, have you ever talked with older folks today? And it's so great. You sit down and they show you photographs. Here's your great-grandfather, you know, who flew with Charles Lindbergh. You know, and they have these great stories to tell. And then he was saying how, you know, the people, the old people 50 years from now, oh, man, it's going to be awful, because he says, you know, older folks always have stories and they always want to tell you these stories. Can you imagine sitting down and talking with the old folks 50 years from now, sharing their old photographs?
What's this, Grandma? Here is a picture of my breakfast. What? What a breakfast. And here are some shoes I once thought about buying. And here is the wing of a plane. And here is the weather forecast. And here is a picture of your great-grandmother staring at herself in the bathroom mirror. And here are 12 more of that exact same photo. Look!
Oh, man, that was great. John, I don't know if I punched the right button so you could hear that audio or not. Were you able to at least hear most of that?
I couldn't, but you know what? It really is dead on point about, like, Joe Biden. And everybody is looking at how he is acting during his whole presidency. Why does he keep on telling these lies over and over and over again when the entire media, even the mainstream media, debunks them? And it's because, imagine, okay, first of all, you've got a guy who's a pathological liar that's been lying his entire life.
Yeah, 40 years in Washington he's been lying, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a head full of these things that he's convinced himself in his head, these things happen. He tells them, he's told these stories for 50 years.
Yeah.
And what does he do now? Now that he has dementia, see, those things are hardwired in his brain. So no, many times, no matter how many times Jill or his staffers tell him, Mr. President, you know, you can't keep saying that. That's not true. Well, see, it's too late. It's hardwired in the dementia brain.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's interesting. Yeah, he's so used to telling these same plagiaristic tales, outright lies, because that's what he's done for 40 years, and he's never truly been held accountable for it, so he just keeps doing it. I know, John, you may not be able to hear this, but you've probably already seen this. The Lester Holt interview on NBC News. Let me just play a brief portion of this to show that, you know, is it Sleepy Joe or is it Angry Joe? Listen in.
Mr. Trump has said he's giving you a chance to redeem yourself, basically the idea of engaging in another debate.
We're going to have another debate.
Yeah, you're going to have one in September that's on the books. Would you be open to doing one in the, you know, the next few weeks?
I'm going to debate him when we agree to debate, and I'm going to debate him in September.
But if the opportunity came up to do one between now and then, is there a sense of wanting to get back on the horse?
I'm on the horse. Where have you been? I've done 22 major events with thousands of people.
Yeah, anyway, getting very testy there with Lester Holt. Sleepy Joe, Angry Joe, Grumpy Joe. How would you describe it there, John?
Well, you watch that interview, and pieces I saw of it were him when Lester Holt asked him about meeting with the Secret Service director. He says, oh, yeah, I've met with him. Oh, okay, Grandpa. Do you even know that the Secret Service director is a female?
Yeah.
Obviously, he does not. And you see that Lester Holt follows up with another question, and in that moment, you see him say, oh, I've met with all of them. I've met with da-da-da-da. You see he has no idea what he's saying. He has no idea who these people are. Couldn't name them. Guarantee he doesn't even know their names.
Yeah, I saw that clip as well, and it's like another, you know, face palm, you know, another hand right over the face, shaking of the head there with that response. Didn't even know his own Secret Service director is a woman who used to work for PepsiCo. All right, let's sneak on another caller here. Tom in the Gallatin Valley. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I had an epiphany, and I was thinking to myself how this current election or campaign could be the most lopsided in American history. Of course, it isn't, but on one hand, you have President Trump with a proven track record where inflation was at 1.5%, the border was relatively secured, he crushed ISIS in a matter of a few weeks. He brokered the Abraham Peace Accords between Israel and several Muslim nations. The economy was booming. It was like the 50-year low of unemployment across all ethnic groups. And then you got Joe Biden clearly suffering from some level of dementia. Open borders, 12 million illegals in the country, robbing, raping, killing people, not all of them, of course. You know, inflation was 9%, 3%, 3%. The cumulative inflation right now is probably about 25% since he took office. He's, like you guys were mentioning earlier, you know, he's been a pathological liar his whole life. You know, he lied about his grades in college. He lied about how some was burning down. And, you know, the list is endless. You can almost write a book of all them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It should be a completely lopsided victory for Donald Trump this November based off of everything you just summed up so well right there. And, yeah, you know, it should be, but it just makes you wonder, are some people so addicted, like a bad drug addiction, to voting for the Democrat Party that they will still keep doing that drug no matter how much it harms them personally, right? Tom, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's sneak in another caller or two, and then we'll get John Jackson's take on all the above. Matt in Billings, what's on your mind?
I just want to make one observation before I get to my point. I don't know if you folks have noticed that you and your callers, but, you know, these some of these test your campaign ads have either tested cussing and bleeping it out, or, you know, I respect the services, Toothless Wonder, veteran, you know, going in there and cussing and then bleeping it out. I think that's very offensive, especially with something like just, you know, regular bunny TV.
Well, and it's phony, too, isn't it? It's phony. It's like, oh, let's look tough. Let's look like everyday Montanans by cussing in our campaign commercials. Like, yeah, it just shows how desperate he is to look like the common man. When it's like, oh, really? You had to throw that in there, in that word in there to be tough, to be a tough guy, but you're too chicken to come take phone calls on a radio show? Give me a break.
Exactly. My other point I called in about is, like, you know, you can muzzle Mr. Trump and you can muzzle Joe Biden. But until the media starts being honest with the American people, you're going to have these delusional idiots out there in the world because they expect one thing because they're hearing it from CNN and all these different news stations, but this is the way it is. And then over time, they figure out that's not the way it is. How do you expect the American people not to be delusional?
Great points. Great points all around. Matt, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. John Jackson, your thoughts.
Yeah, I want everybody to imagine this election now to November as an MMA fight. Now, if you see one fighter get the other guy a little rummy, a little dizzy, he's staggering around, right? Does that fighter, the winner, then start to back up and let the, oh, okay, all right, make sure you're okay first, and then we'll continue? No. No, what he's going to do is he's going to pounce on that guy, get him in a rear naked choke, and crank that thing until the ref pulls him off, okay? That's where we are right now. Just because we think we're winning and we're doing really well, we have got to pounce on this and choke this out all the way to November.
Figuratively speaking, of course, I saw that. I've seen that campaign ad that that Matt referred to a couple of times now, and I recognized one of the guys in that video. And, you know, I've always been cordial with the guy. I've always gotten along with the guy. But you know what I noticed about that guy over the years? The first few times I'd run into him in Helena, in the headquarters building, I felt bad for him. I was like, man, all these other guys out here are getting deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, sometimes multiple times. They've all got a combat patch on their right shoulder. Man, this guy hasn't gotten that opportunity yet. And then I kept seeing him. For 20 years, this guy never deployed. Well, everybody else that he outranks went over there, came home, went over there, came home. Some never came back home. And this is one of these dirtbags in this commercial. Like, really, man? Like, that's, you're going to go attack a fellow veteran who actually went over there, got the Bronze Star for Valor, got a Purple Heart, and for 20 years, you just sat in Helena and drank coffee and ate cake in the J1 shop? Come on, man.
I'm telling you, we've said it before. Also, that applies to every one of these, in big quotes, law enforcement officers that you see in any of those commercials for Democrats. These are guys that are zeros, pod monkeys, who have never truly been there, done that.
Or they're paid off, like the former head of the DOT that worked under the Democrats. He has a consulting firm now. So, yeah, he used to serve in the highway patrol, but the guy in John Tester's law enforcement campaign ad has a consulting business, meaning this, he's getting paid off while John Tester goes out there and has meetings on Capitol Hill with anti-cop groups.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And I remember years ago, I used to, you know, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, college dropouts used to bother me a little bit. I wouldn't have admitted it at the time, but now not only does it not bother me, I'm proud of it because it defines me. That work ethic defined me. That independence defines me. My parents not being around every day to guide me because they were working to survive and make a better life for their children, that defines me too. This is what made J.D. Vance. Obviously, this is a man of great intelligence and street smarts and life experience. And I think probably that combination is what appealed to Donald Trump, if I had to guess.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, ready to give your home a summer makeover without breaking the bank? Well, our friends at Blinds.com, they have you covered with their Prime Time for Savings Last Chance Sale. It's happening right now. Shop huge discounts on premium, customizable window treatments. Now, I love Blinds.com. Why? They invented the better way to shop for energy-saving blinds and shutters and motorized options and even cooling outdoor shades online. Blinds.com. They also offer free professional design consultations. They can help make any minor project, like updating a window treatment, it'll have a major impact on your home's decor. Plus, you get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. You can rest assured with Blinds.com. They have their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Over 2.5 million customers, over 25 million windows covered. Go to Blinds.com. Their Prime Time for Savings Last Chance Sale right now, up to 45% off. Up to 45% off, only for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Montana since 2016.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and...
Start saving now on your cell phone plan.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, John, Matt and Billings, what a great guy. He got me fired up there because I've seen that exact commercial he's talking about, and I was like, wow, that guy right there. This guy, he was like the Flava Flav of veteran swag. I mean, he had an Army T-shirt on and a veteran hat on. I like, guarantee you never see that guy walking around Helena wearing that, but boy, he was like the Flava Flav veteran with all the swag he was rolling around in. And the guy, for 20 years, I had seen him. He had never deployed. Maybe he finally got one in before they kicked him to the curb. I don't know, but just unbelievable.
Ed, like, we should have got that last 3 minutes when you and I were talking off air. If we could have got that on air, that would have been some good conversation right there, some good radio. But yeah, what I was just saying to you during the break is, you know, this Secret Service director, this director right now, you know, she was out there working for Pepsi when Biden tapped her. I guess she's former Secret Service. I guarantee you, you get some people out there talking that knew her when she was in the agency, I guarantee you they'll tell you she was a zip, she was a zero. They probably put her in the corner in a pod somewhere, and that's the only reason she got picked, is that she's a woman.
So let me just say, the guy that I just mentioned who's in that campaign commercial, I reached out to him, I sent him an email, and offered him an opportunity to, you know, I guess give his take or tell us if he actually ever finally deployed. And he just sent me an email back basically complaining that I even raised the question. But the guy is an assistant track coach at Carroll College. So it's just like, dude, you make Carroll College look bad in the meantime as well. You know, you obviously don't have the character to be leading young men and women, whether on a track team or on the battlefield. You know, you pull some BS like this. I've known Republicans who would still stand up for Democrats because they were fellow veterans. And I'm not asking him to vote for a Republican if he's a dyed-in-the-wool liberal, but at least show some freaking respect for somebody who went over there and took the fire that you didn't.
One thing I wanted to say about women is that famous shot there of all the Secret Service agents grabbing Trump there on the stage and then taking him off. You remember the woman there, the blonde female with the bun, she's bodying him up. I have heard from all sources that she is a badass. She is a member of his personal security team, and people have written me on Twitter on direct message telling me they know her personally, and she is the real deal. She's a badass.
Man, I'll tell you what. Well, we've seen some badass women in law enforcement and in the military. I know some people are like, well, she's not tall enough to be doing that job. Well, she's got the courage to do that job. She had the courage to get up there when they were already taking fire. So mad respect for her. So, despite all the security failures, look, she put herself in harm's way. And so, and I know you got your sources out there. That's for sure. Let's see. We're almost out of time this hour. John, do you want to stick around for the next hour of the show? Maybe we can tell people what we talked about a little bit more during that last break.
I wish I could, brother, but I got a blast.
All right. Well, you blast on out. I got a lot to share coming up in the 9 o'clock hour anyway. John, thanks for your time. I'm going to give the final word here to Rick in Kalispell. Rick, now, by the way, follow him via Twitter, via X at Private Joker US, PVT Joker US. Rick, you get the final, unfortunately, only 30 seconds here. What did you want to share?
Just have you taken a look at some of the video emerging from the assassination attempt as the public starts making a lot of their phone and cell videos available? It's really clear that people saw crooks on top of that roof. They alerted law enforcement and tracked it for a period of time.
Yeah.
This is going to be really interesting to hear how the investigation goes and what the failure was at this point. But this is massive.
No, I think you're exactly right. And what else stood out to me is that those videos that we saw on X, Twitter, whatever you call it, they're real. Twitter is, under Elon Musk, X has become far more accurate than the fake news media.